And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hour number two of the countdown. If you missed the first hour of the program, go back, check it out, radio4all.net, or podcast the show through iTunes. Lots of great stuff in the first hour this week for the countdown and on the charts, the top 20, which we take from the national top 50. It all comes from earshot-online.com. And Brian, our handy-dandy other man of the program, is going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
It's a pretty cool service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Go check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio part, published every single week at that website, which is, again, earshot-online.com. But you can easily just go and search for Earshot. And you can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations, specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and much, much more, all produced by a very small staff and loads of fine volunteers, just like the community radio stations that it represents. So go and check it out right now.
And if you're looking to get in touch with us, a few ways to do it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do it for you. And we'll do it in the form of an interview and play something from your latest release. So get in touch with us. Reach out. We are happy to have you on, of course, amongst the top 20 and now into the top 10. And as Brian was saying earlier, all kinds of movement. Only thing staying static is our number one. Everything else making a bit of a shuffle and adjustment around, probably because lots of new stuff has been coming out and making its way onto the chart, making its way into the hands of campus and community radio over the last few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. There's a couple of things in the top 10 that debuted not all that long ago. So lots of fine new Canadian music that you can get your hands on.
All right, we'll kick things off now with number 10, move on from there. Coming up in a little bit, James Keesh joins us again as well. Chat a little bit more music news with him. And interesting story that we kick things off with about Drake and a lawsuit that could be coming his way. Scary stuff. It's not really scary. I feel like he has all kinds of money, but $15 million isn't chump change either. You'll hear about that coming up shortly.
All right, we didn't speak to them only 1 week ago. It was Andrew Neville about his new Halifax band's debut self-titled release, Moon, and they are now at number 10, up for number 17. You're going to hear 1,000 Natural Shocks. Father John Misty has a new one called I Love You, Honey Bear. It's at number 9, down 2 spots this week, Bored in the USA. And another fine artist that we had an opportunity to speak to not all that long ago is Samantha Savage Smith. Her great new record is called Fine Lines. It was at number 3 last week in a peak position, and it is now down to number 8. You're going to hear Kids in the Basement to close out this fine set of tunes.
Here we go. Your number 10, it's Moon, 1,000 Natural Shocks. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
How many people rise and say, my brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue a small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, and by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. I suspect you feel the same. When I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless education. Subprime loan, craftsman home, keep my prescriptions filled. Now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal. Oh, with being bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, President Jesus, I'm bored in the USA. How did it happen? Bored in the USA. Oh,
air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Yeah.
That was Kids in the Basement by Samantha Savage Smith. Her new one's called Fine Lines, and that's at number 8 this week, down from number 3. Also dropping 2 spots, number 9 was Father John Misty, I Love You Honey Bear. You heard Bored in the USA, and kicking off this hour at number 10, it's Halifax's Moon. They have a self-titled debut record released in late 2014 and now out on Bruised Tongue is at number 10. For number 17, you heard 1,000 Natural Shocks.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Hope you're enjoying the program and the countdown. We're going to take a break again from the charts and head back to the phone line. James Keese, editor of Exclaim magazine, joining us this week to bring us our music news. And we kick things off with some news about Drake, and it's not all sunshine for him.
Well, it is in Toronto. I mean, there's still a pretty much a universal love-in for him here at the Six, but not between himself and some former collaborators. In 2009, a film company filmed one of his big shows, really just before he broke, at the Sound Academy here in Toronto, and made a deal to release a concert film. That film is now finally seeing the light of day under the title Drake's Homecoming, The Lost Footage, and Drake isn't happy about it. He recently put out a statement saying that the film is not something OVO or Drake have any part in. The filmmakers are saying, hey, we have a contract right here that you signed, and if you keep speaking out about this, they're threatening a $15 million libel suit against him, alleging that he's not honoring the contract that he signed some 6 years ago. It's a bit of a weird rollout, because the concert film is only scheduled to screen one night, and I presume would get some sort of home release or something down the road, but it's not like this is a major national rollout for a movie, but apparently they're going to pick a fight with Drake's camp over it.
And it's weird that they hung on to the footage for so long, 2009 to shoot it, and then to put it out now. I mean, you know, maybe they're trying to capitalize on his star power now, but very interesting nonetheless.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And Kaiza's got some news. She's going to be hitting the studio with an interesting partner.
Yeah, so she had a big weekend. She got 3 Junos Video of the Year, Dance Recording of the Year, and beat out Mac DeMarco for Breakthrough Artist. But then she recently also revealed that she's going back to some 80s pop icons. She recently was working in the studio with Duran Duran. And Duran Duran, who knows what they might be up to, but they might be on the bit of a comeback trail. Lindsay Lohan also recently mentioned on social media that she was in the studio with them. So I don't know if that's indicative of upcoming recordings that they're doing, or if they're just interested in meeting some up-and-coming talent, or what the scoop is there, but if there's some sort of Duran Duran duets record coming, that could be very interesting.
Yeah, good to attach themselves to the young artists that are up-and-coming of the day to maybe, you know, jumpstart or give them a kickstart back into the music business.
Maybe.
And talking about working with artists working with other artists, Robert Plant also going to be traveling alongside the Pixies.
Yeah, Robert, the 70s meet the 80s on tour this summer. Robert Plant is going to be touring with the Pixies, who I thought had stopped tour. I don't know. I can't keep track of when, what state their reunion is in, and who's even feuding with who. But yeah, there'll be a Plant Pixies tour dates this summer. Only one announced in Canada so far, in Toronto on June 7th. Robert Plant is promoting his last record called Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. And the Pixies are apparently still touring Indy City, which was their poorly received album from last year. But really, they're touring on the fact that they are the Pixies, including the recent reissue of their debut, Doolittle.
Well, something to look forward to if you are a fan of Robert Plant, the Pixies, or both. You can get out and see
them. I don't
know
where the Venn diagram crosses over between those two, but but apparently it's somewhere.
It's there. And if you want to check out any of this and more, you can head on over to exclaim.ca. All kinds of great stuff there for you, and check out the issue wherever it's released near you. All right, we're going to turn it over to you, James, for your song pick of the week. And as always, thanks very much to Exclaim for bringing us our music news every week.
No problem. The song of the week this week is new music from one of my favorites, Philly soul singer Jill Scott, who recently released a new track called You Don't Know. It's the first new music we've heard from her since her 2011 album The Light of the Sun. She also released a video for the track in which Roots drummer Questlove can be seen behind the kick, so if he's involved in producing her new record, that's always an excellent sign. I'd love to hear a full length from her this year, but for now we get this, Jill Scott, You Don't Know, on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Extra. what it is to be hurt. Did you ever feel like dirt? Did you ever give up all your pride just to have him?
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 7.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Humans with Over Again. This week, their new one, Noontide, is at number 6. That's up two spots from the week before, and also gaining some traction to number 7 from number 12 is Freak Heat Waves, Bonnie's State of Mind, and you heard a track called Melt in Your Home. And as we do every single week, our fine Exclaim correspondent gives us an extra pick at something we might be hearing in the near future. And James Keese this week, we heard Jill Scott with a track called Don't Know.
Yeah, and if you missed the tail end there where he was explaining his song pick, that's actually an artist that he's really hoping to hear a full length from, and some unique drums on that record coming from Quest. So he's hoping that Quest might be working on the full length album with her as well. Really digging that artist. He is so
Quest Love.
Yeah, that's it. I was waiting for you to finish it because I'm on a quest for love.
From the Roots.
From
and Jimmy Fallon Band.
I know. Now I know who he is. I knew the name.
Big awesome hair.
Yeah.
Awesome and musician.
Big awesome guy.
Yeah.
Just full. All right. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And coming up after this set of music, we will have the lowdown for you as well. A little insight as to what's been charting below the top 20. But before we do that, we're going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, you're going to hear from Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah. Keeping it G-rated, there's not many tracks on this album.
You found one?
That we can play.
You found another?
But there is a closing track on this record that's instrumental. It's a fine track featuring the instrumental stylings of Canada's Bad Bad Not Good from the record Sour Soul. Great record. Definitely go check it out. Lots of swearing.
This is your disclaimer, your warning.
So we're not going to hear, you know, we might have some repeats here over the next couple weeks if it sticks around.
If there are a couple maybe of we'll songs do some edits, that have minimal that have minimal swearing, I might be able to reverse a couple of words.
We'll see. Anyway, the closing track is a fine one called Experience. It's just kind of the reality of the show, as we mentioned, syndicates across Canada, and some people, you know, they don't want to hear too much swearing early in the morning when they air the show.
That's fair.
All right. After that, number 2 last week, thought maybe he could make it to the top, but it is not to be this week. At number 4, it's B.A. Johnston. His latest on Mammoth Cave is called Shit Sucks. You're in here drinking on my mom's dime.
Number 4. Jones search for the Holy Grail. I know what it's about. I got a Holy Grail in a walnut cabinet living room, my mom's house. Like Michael Dudikoff, American Ninja, got my eye on the prize. Just a 40-year-old man creeping round my mom's at midnight. And I pray to all that's holy, my dad's not still drinking Golden Wedding. I pray he switched to something less depressing. Oh, drinking on my mom's dime, it's the perfect crime. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. Drinking on my mom's dime tastes so fine. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. You're drinking on my mom's dime. Tastes so fine, tastes so fine. Drinking on my mom's dime. Perfect crime, perfect crime. Fix myself a nightcap, head down the stairs, gonna watch some slap shot. Hear a creak on the floor above. My mom is not asleep like I had thought. My mom has not slept the night through since the late 1970s. If she finds me drunk on her booze, she is gonna end me. Oh, drinking on my mom's dime, it's the perfect crime. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. Drinking on my mom's dime tastes so blind. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. Drinking on my mom's dime tastes so fine, tastes so fine, tastes so fine. Drinking on my mom's dime, steal from that liquor cabinet all the time.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was B.A. Johnson drinking on my mom's dime from his latest Shit Sucks at number 4, down for number 2. And we also heard Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah at number 5, up for number 11. Sour Soul is their new record, and you heard a track called Experience.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's National Countdown Show, The Earshot 20. We take these charts from earshot-online.com and count down the top 20 every week right from that website. And thank you to the NCRA and the Earshot folks for putting that all together for us. Of course, the top 20 comes from the National Top 50, and we don't have time to play the whole top 50 because you get bored and we'd probably get bored and then everybody's bored, and we don't want you to be bored with the show. But we do want to give you some insight as to what's charting or below the top 20 that's entering, debuting on the charts. It's really good to point those out because some of them could be making their way into the top 20. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
9 debuts this week below the top 20. And we kick off the Lowdown this week at number 48 with Dialectics, the new album from Winnipeg-born, New York-residing jazz drummer Curtis Noasad and his quintet. Up next at number 46 is the new Montreal electronic pop duo Milk and Bone and their debut album Little Morning. At number 44, Last Run is a 2014 album from East Vancouver punk band The Revel Spell, whose singer Todd Sirius died in an unfortunate rock climbing incident earlier this month. Small town BC couple Ferris and Jason Romero released their third album as a duet entitled A Wanderer I'll Stay in his charts at number 42. With a name taken from a No Means No song, it's hard to find information by searching for Ottawa drum bass combo Big Dick, whose second LP, Disappointment, is on the charts at number 39. At number 35 is the second album from Riley Walker and Primrose Green. It doesn't stray far from the Chicago residents' jazz folk path. Up next at number 34 is the latest from East Coast icon Joel Plaskett, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, which features the songwriter's longtime touring band The Emergency, plus past members of Thrush Hermit, Mo Kenny, J.P. Cormier, and many, many more. And number 23, experimental Ottawa outfit Hylotrons have released their new energetic live-to-tape album, A Trip to Terps' Core. And we close out the Lowdown this week below the cusp at number 21 with the highly anticipated debut solo album from Arcade Fire multi-instrumentalist Will Butler entitled Policy.
I bet you we'll see that one in the top 20. I'm calling it right
now. That's a fair assumption.
Joel Plaskett and Arcade Fire, probably in the top 20.
Yeah, and probably the Hylotrons too. They're a cool band. People really dig them. Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely lots of stuff on there we're probably going to hear from, and we'll bring it to you every single week from, you know, and you'll be able to find it.
From now until the end of time. All right, thanks for that, Brian. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to do it right now. Kick it all off with your number three.
All right, don't go anywhere. They're jumping up one spot this week. It's White Horse, Leave No Bridge Unburned, and then we add our top two. We'll let you know all about it and what you heard when we return.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was March of Progress from Viet Cong, their self-titled debut, sitting still at number one on Flemish Eye Records. Number two, they debuted at number nine last week, Purity Ring, Another Eternity. Will they be number one next week? You'll only wait and find out. And they had a song called Stillness in Woe. And White Horse at number three, up one spot, Leave No Bridge Unburned. We started it all off in that set with The Walls Have Drunken Ears.
And there you have it, another countdown complete from the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio. We do this every week, count down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We take the charts from that website, do the top 20, and it broadcasts and record first out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Over 30 opportunities for you to hear this show across this great nation. You can also podcast the show on iTunes, or if you're downloading the program, it's from radio4all.net. Thanks very much for tuning in, no matter how you're listening to us. And join us next week for a brand new countdown. As Brian said, we might have a new number one. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way right now on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.